Ford Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a great lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
Hurricane Lane is weakening, but still expected to maintain hurricane strength as it approaches Hawaii.
Dangerous flooding will continue on the Big Island. The threat for tropical storm force or even hurricane force winds will continue for the next 24 to 36 hours, especially at the higher elevations.
And Steve Goldstein with the National Weather Service says the flood threat will linger, with heavy rain still possible after the storm passes to the west. Parts of the Big Island have already had nearly 3 feet of rain in 48 hours. Right now, Lane's a Category 2, centered about 200 miles south of Honolulu. Missouri launches a statewide investigation into church abuse.
Missouri Attorney General and Republican U.S. Senate candidate Josh Hawley announcing an investigation into clergy sex abuse within the Roman Catholic Church, for which the Archdiocese of St. Louis has said that Hawley will be given unfettered access to any and all records. This comes as multiple survivors of clergy sex abuse protested outside Hawley's office Wednesday, encouraged by the findings of a grand jury investigation in Pennsylvania that revealed widespread sex abuse over the last 70 years. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Reassuring words for Wall Street about interest rates from the Fed chief.
The Fed chairman sees the current path of raising rates gradually is the way to go and keep going. He said that there is no elevated risk of inflation above 2%, and he doesn't see a risk of the economy overheating. In fact, in the speech, he says, quote, "We have seen no clear sign of an acceleration above 2%.
Fox's Edward Lawrence in Wyoming at the Fed's annual conference. The Fed chief, Jay Powell, did not directly discuss ongoing trade disputes in his remarks. Wall Street is rallying. The Dow is up 164 points. Oil prices back over $69 a barrel. Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%, and it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Gather around.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now, the statewide program of record all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, in Southern California, in the Coachella Valley, Palm Springs, Rancho Mirage, Indian Wells, where everything's it's always beautiful in Indian Wells. Today, of course, is the day we wait for all week long. It's the day that we celebrate.
It's Friday.
Here we go, folks.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Yeah, we work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all so we can celebrate on Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
But, of course, it is Friday. We celebrate with you. Yeah, I just love it. Just love it. We are still trying to figure out exactly what happened to that beautiful young Molly Tibbetts and the alleged perp. He's confessed to it, so I don't know if we have to say alleged anymore. But this keeps happening. And then when people bring up the fact that these perps are illegals, illegal aliens, here illegally. People like Elizabeth Warren come unglued and they say, you can't, this is about mamas and babies. No, this isn't. This isn't. Maria Espinoza is the National Director of the Remembrance Project and joins us on our City National Bank Guest Hotline. Where are you calling us from, Maria?
Hi, Kevin. I'm in Washington, D.C. right now.
Excellent, excellent. For those that don't know, what is the Remembrance Project?
The Remembrance Project serves as a voice for the victims who were killed by illegal aliens. We started in 2009 and after discovering the dangerous sanctuary city policies in Houston, Texas.
Let me just ask you, because I know that government has tried to tinker with our immigration program, but yet the list of the folks that you remember keeps getting longer and longer and longer. Are we losing this war right now?
Well, I think if you ask angel families, they say yes. I mean, if you ask some law enforcement, they say yes because their hands are tied. You know, but I think that the American people are waking up, and now that they're the Remembrance Project is out there. Donald Trump embraced us in 2015 and brought the angel families on stage with him during his campaign. And to this day, he still reaches out to our families and is trying to keep his promises. But it looks like Congress is trying to thwart his efforts and not funding the wall and giving Americans the security that we so dearly need. But also we were promised in 1986. So I think it's up to the American people and all your listeners, Kevin, that if they can get involved, sign up on our website to help. We need people right now to help create the Stone Life Quilt banners that we memorialize all these innocent Americans who are permanently separated from their families.
What do we know about Christian Rivera? Is it a fairly typical story of illegals being deported, sneaking back in, that kind of thing? I mean, what's the story of this alleged perp?
So far, what we know is that he has been here in the United States illegally for 7 years. He's worked at the Yerby Farms for about 4 years. We heard that he stole an ID to gain employment. But he is here illegally. And he killed an innocent American girl. Once again, the same old story, Kevin, but yet Congress refuses to fund the wall and take Donald Trump's lead in securing our country. You know, President Donald Trump is the only man who reached out to our families, Kevin. And people like Kathy Dolan right there in Las Vegas, Nevada, would still be here alive and well and married to Billy Dolan for over 30 years, but no, an illegal alien, drunk, speeding, T-boned her vehicle 4:30 in the morning, going 70 miles an hour, and killed her instantly. And now Billy is without his wife. And look, Kevin, this illegal alien, after crashing into Kathy and killing her, was set free. He was deported without being adjudicated. This is absolutely unacceptable. And again, it shows the re-victimization that Americans are going through, yet Congress refuses to fund the wall.
Maria Espinoza joining us, National Director of the Remembrance Project, honoring and remembering those who have been killed by illegal aliens. How do you answer people like Elizabeth Warren, who say that this should be about mamas and babies, and that we, you know, Molly Tibbetts, it's sad, and we, our thoughts and prayers go out to the family, but, and this is not about that. How do you answer somebody like Elizabeth Warren?
I think she's disgusting. She has no heart, and it shows you what the Democrat Party has evolved into. You know, these are individuals who want to abolish ICE, Kevin. A completely ridiculous, insane, and what they want and what they're championing is mayhem and chaos and more innocent Americans being killed by people who shouldn't be here. And she wants to talk about mamas and babies. Ask her to be in a room with angel mothers whose children were viciously killed and slaughtered by an illegal alien, because people like her refuse to champion the enforcement of laws and champion our borders. You know, without borders, Kevin, we cease to exist as a country. And I cannot believe that the Democrat Party has not removed her in some way and knocked her off the ballot. This is insane. And again, it shows you how far left the Democrat Party has devolved into.
Maria, I know a lot of people, and I kind of share this view myself, that it's frustrating. We want to do something. We want to change this thing. But yet we are being stymied every step of the way. Is it a matter of going to the polls and putting the right people in Washington, in our state legislatures, to get this thing right?
Absolutely, but we have to educate ourselves as well so that the information is out there and we don't sit back down. And we know that these politicians on both sides of the aisle are not for the American people. Whatever it is, they're detached. They're taking the blood money from the open border lobbyists to fill their reelection campaign coffers while our children are filling America's coffins. We have to definitely go to the polls, hold the line with those who are good candidates, but also remember that we have to bring up and identify those America First candidates the next time to run and replace these individuals up here in the swamp, because they absolutely will not do what's right. As you can see, we have the GOP, Democrat Party seems to be gone. And we have the GOP politicians who vote for not funding the border, who also trying to do something in their words, or to protect the DACA recipients, all the while our children are being slaughtered down here on our own soil.
And is this a Republican-Democrat issue, or are there, because I happen to know that there are probably Republicans who are a little squishy when it comes to border reform and immigration reform. Is this a partisan issue, or are there Republicans that we're going to have to replace ultimately too?
Absolutely. That's what I mean. These type of Republicans, like the Paul Ryan Republicans, they need to be removed. They can hold a line for right now. Because we know any Democrat in what they want is open borders. Remember, Hillary Clinton ran on giving, and so did Kasich, ran on giving illegal aliens amnesty in the first 100 days. They're not concerned about the safety of Americans and our children. They would rather open up the borders and have an onslaught of illegal aliens who are from these very violent countries, and that's their culture. Here, sitting next to our children in our classrooms. You know, we have enough crime of our own, Kevin. Why are we importing more crime?
Good point. Maria Espinoza joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. If I could wrinkle my nose and make you the czar of all things immigration reform, what would you do? I mean, obviously, I think number one, or at least somewhere high on your list, is a wall. But beyond that, what would you do?
Absolutely. Definitely the wall. I would put troops on the border to protect Americans and our borders. Then I would extremely vet those who are here in the country already. And any employers who hire these illegal aliens would be highly fined and also jailed. These elected officials who have sanctuary city policies within their communities and placing Americans in danger, they would be also be jailed as well. They would have a short time window of opportunity to get right. But I would absolutely go that route because, look, our angel families are terribly suffering, and these guys like the Philadelphia mayor, you know, dancing a jig and supporting sanctuary cities, you know, like an angel mom said, it was like he was dancing on my son's grave. That is the point that we're talking about. Yes, these sanctuary city mayors and governors would be inside a jail cell if I could wrinkle my nose, you know, like you mentioned, and make it happen.
Maria, do you find that your message is maybe resonating more today? And again, it's not just because of Amali Tibbetts, beautiful young girl, her life wiped out. But do you find that people are getting it, that people are starting to understand, even the independents, maybe not the Democrats, but maybe independents are starting to understand this thing?
I believe so. On our Facebook page, the Remembrance Project Stolen Lives Quilt, we have over 2.6 million reaches at this, when I last looked about 2 hours ago, and it seems to every 2 hours we gain 100,000. So yes, I think people are fed up. If we don't have the very basic fundamental obligations of our government fulfilled, we are not safe, Kevin. You know, and these sanctuary city policies and abolishing ICE, all this craziness and the sanctuary, I already said sanctuary city policies, but this fundamentally undermines the basis for any law to be obeyed. And that's the slippery slope that we're on right now.
Maria Espinoza joining us from the National, she's the National Director of the Remembrance Project. I know the left has tried to use the courts to get what they want. When they can't get it from a legislative standpoint, they go to the courts and they let them do the dirty work on a variety of different issues. I'm curious, is there an area of law where we could go to court and get some of these sanctuary cities struck down?
Right. And we are actually battling in the courts as well. We filed two briefs, one against the Obama administration's illegal acts and also protecting and supporting Texas's SB4 legislation, removing sanctuary city policies in Texas. And that is one thing that we absolutely saw years ago, Kevin, that they are activist judges. I would actually sanction and disbar the judge in Oregon who allowed this illegal alien to escape the hands of ICE agents who were out in the hallway. She allowed this illegal alien to escape through her chamber door. Now, there is U.S. Code, criminal U.S. Code, Title 8, Section 1324, and former director of ICE, Tom Homan, mentioned this over a year ago, that he wanted to prosecute these sanctuary city mayors and elected officials, but we need the DOJ to go after them. We need the U.S. attorney's offices to go after them, and you know we're on that path. We're really pushing for this quietly but methodically. So, yes, there are things that even your listeners can talk about in their state governments and demand, but don't sit down. That's the problem, that these elected officials know that if when they lie to you and you discover the truth and you're calling them and you're in their offices and you're going to the hearings and testifying, that we have to be diligent in our work and not give up, because they will try to tire us out. And obviously it's very difficult, Kevin, because we all have jobs and families that we need to tend to, but they count on that. So let's not sit back down. Let's let no more Americans be killed by people who should not be here because our laws are not enforced.
And by the way, Maria, before I let you go, there is a federal law, is there? It is illegal to harbor people,
yes,
that are here illegally. Am I right?
Yes, it's Title 8, Section 1324 of our U.S. Code, aiding and abetting illegal aliens, and it has it set out. If an individual does this and assists an illegal alien to cross or to remain here, you give them a job, housing, and so on, then there are certain specific punishments. And why we're not using those, I have no idea, but that's where the DOJ needs to come in and enforce these laws. And we have good laws in the books. You know, look, my father came here the right way, legally, and this is what we're championing, is the enforcement of existing laws. We don't need any more laws.
Well, and yeah, we don't need more legislation. We need to enforce the laws that are already on the books. I agree with you completely. Maria, if folks want to know more about the Remembrance Project, if they want to find out what you folks are up to, where, and by the way, if they want to help you out.
Yes, we absolutely need that. I'm a volunteer, and we are on the shoot string, Bart, but we're a small organization. But I tell you, we pack a powerful punch, and you know, we have right on our side, and you know, God has blessed us. But our website is theRemembranceProject.org, theRemembranceProject.org, and we certainly could use your help and volunteers.
I love it. Maria, thank you. I know we will keep in touch. If there's any news on your front, you let us know, okay?
Absolutely, and maybe we'll get some angel families, Kevin, on with you.
That'd be great. Maria Espinoza, National Director, the Remembrance Project. They honor and remember those who have been killed by illegal aliens like Molly Tibbetts, murdered by an illegal alien who has, by the way, already confessed. So if I don't use the term alleged murderer, killer, I'm sorry, but I think he already confessed. So that kind of that fixes that. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is Friday. It's the weekend. Live and local now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney, and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
More coming up on the death of Robin Leach at the age of 76. What a nice guy. One of the nicest people here in Vegas. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Fox Business Network. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That seems to be the attitude of Federal Reserve Chief Jerome Powell. Powell at the Fed's yearly meeting saying the Fed wants to continue its strategy of gradual interest rate hikes since there is no indication of significant inflation in the midst of current economic growth. Wall Street likes the news, the Dow up more than 100 points. Hibbett Sports shares down 1.5 on disappointing same-store sales. Sports fashion retailer cut its profit outlook. Another sports clothing chain, Foot Locker, has tumbled 12%. It beat earnings forecast, but sales missed expectations. Talk about getting left holding the bag. Ryanair, the no-frills European airline, says that as of November 1st, passengers who don't pay $7 for priority boarding won't be allowed to bring two carry-on pieces of luggage. They'll have to pay $9.25 to check a bag if it weighs more than 22 pounds. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Pat O'Neill.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Word of another immunity deal in the probe into Michael Cohen for hush money paid during the 2016 presidential campaign to women who claim to have had affairs with Donald Trump. This time, immunity allegedly granted to
Alan Weisselberg, the longtime former CFO of the Trump Organization, according to the Wall Street Journal.
Fox's Sandra Smith, the family of Senator John McCain says he's chosen to discontinue medical treatment for brain cancer. 81-year-old last summer publicly sharing the news he'd been diagnosed with an aggressive form of the cancer. And Hurricane Lane downgraded to a Category 2. It's dumped more than 30 inches of rain on the Big Island.
Officials have warned drivers to be cautious because they're concerned the rain has washed away the ground underneath roadways, making them look safe, but possibly in danger of collapsing.
Fox's Ray Bogan, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Wildfires burn millions of acres across the country each year. And each year, wildland firefighters battle to contain them, but they can't do it alone. For some communities, it's not a question of if wildfires strike, but when. And a single ember can travel more than 1 mile. As it twists and turns and floats through the air, that single ember can find its way to where you live and can ignite and destroy your home or your community. That single ember can be just as dangerous as the wildfire itself. You can't control where the ember will land, but you can control what happens when it does. You can take action now to prepare your home and your community for wildfire. Get fire adapted. Learn what you can do now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. Prepare, protect, prevail. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now for a Friday. We are sprinting to the finish line. Yeah, with the weekend looming. Tomorrow I will be in Gardnerville. In fact, I'll be there probably tonight. But I'm going to be in Gardnerville tomorrow, broadcasting live from the Corley Ranch on many of these network stations. The fourth annual Basque Fry. The first three have been absolutely amazing. Every year, I say, how do they top this? But somehow every year they've come up with something unique, something different, and of course the Corley Ranch is the perfect setting. Paul Enos is joining us. He is Morning in Nevada PAC president. He's also the CEO of Nevada Trucking, and he joins us from Reno on our City National Bank guest hotline. First of all, Paul, congratulations. It looks like you've dialed up more great northern Nevada weather for tomorrow.
Well, hey, I had nothing to do with it. I love to take credit. So let's all say a prayer for blue skies and no smoke.
There you go. There you go. I love that idea. I want you to take us into the history. This has been an amazing event for the last 3 years, but this really began many, many years before. Can you take us through the history of this amazing event?
Sure I can. This was started by former senator, former governor, Paul Laxalt, Adam's grandfather, who would do these Basque fries all over the state. And then when he was elected to the Senate, he took it to Washington, D.C. Ronald Reagan attended a Basque fry when he was president of the United States. So this has been, you know, a storied event, one that is has a lot of tradition behind it. You know, really, Paul Laxalt was a great ambassador, you know, for the Basque culture and the Silver State. And so taking that to folks who don't really know a lot about Nevada, a lot about the Basque culture, you know, really taking it there. So when Adam became attorney general, he said, I want to do what my grandfather did. I want to have an event like this. You know, to hear somebody like a Kellyanne Conway or a Devin Nunes or Pam Bondi or Dana Lash, Marcus Luttrell, you know, a lot of people will spend, you know, four figures to go to a rubber chicken dinner and sit in a ballroom and listen to them speak. We thought we could do a great event where we bring in these leaders in the conservative movement. The first Bass Fry was really kind of a preview for the presidential election. We have four presidential candidates, Ambassador John Bolton. We've had Sheriff David Clark. So we've had a lot of great folks, a lot of great speakers come and really have thought, let's do something where we can, you know, have a family event. Folks can come out instead of sitting there in a room, pay a lot of money. You can pay, $25 if you ordered early, or I think they're $55 now. To come out in a great setting and hear these folks and mingle with them and, you know, see people from all over the state.
I know that the stars are like the Kellyanne Conways and the Devin Nunes and people like that, but I think ultimately one of the stars of these events is the Corley Ranch. For those of us that are city folk that didn't grow up in a rural area, this is, if you've ever wanted to know what it's like to live on a real ranch, this is a real ranch, is it not?
This is a real ranch, Kevin. I'm a rural Nevadan, grew up in Elko, and you know, I used to think Lamoille Canyon was the prettiest place in the state. But when you're out there and you're looking up at Job's Peak, yeah, you know, it is an absolutely phenomenal setting.
When do you begin the preparation? I know as we were leaving the grounds last year, I just asked Adam Laxalt, I said, well, so when do you start planning for next year? He said, it's already happening. When do you get serious, though, about booking speakers and making sure everything's right?
Probably 3 or 4 months ago, we started, you know, getting this put together, talking about, you know, who are the folks that people in the grassroots conservative movement would want to hear from, and, you know, coming up with that list, finding their availability, you know, getting folks out here. It takes a lot of time, a lot of hard work. And, you know, we got a great team of volunteers that are going to help put this event on tomorrow. There was a volunteer meeting earlier this week. We have a team that is, you know, doing everything from finding the caterers and the vendors and the tents. And, you know, with so much going on that we're competing with here at the end of summer, that can be difficult. You know, weddings, it's very, with all the weddings happening in August, it's very hard to find a tent or even a car to go and pick folks up.
I'm curious, though. Things do happen from time to time. I think was it Mike Pence last year that because of weather in the Caribbean just was unable to come out? He had to be back at the White House. Is that right?
Sure. We were anticipating last year having both Vice President Pence, Ted Cruz, who came the first year of the Bass Fry, wanted to make it back last year, but because of, you know, other issues of national importance with Hurricane Harvey, canceled at the last minute. But despite that cancellation, we were very fortunate to have the House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy come in and pinch it for him, and he did a wonderful job last year. So, you know, even though we had that issue, we were able to, you know, turn on a dime, and, you know, the majority leader was very accommodating, and I think he gave one of the best speeches I've seen at a Bass Fry. So it was great to have Kevin McCarthy out there last year. We're having Devin Nunes this year. Even though it is a Nevada event, we get folks not just from all 17 counties that come to this. We have a lot of people from California, you know, refugees from the Golden State who want to come and hear these folks. And I guess we do have a safe space in Corley Ranch for them.
Yeah, yeah. I always refer to it as the People's Republic of California, and refugees come flooding across our borders. Again, Paul Enos joining us, Morning in Nevada PAC president and the CEO of Nevada Trucking. And all the money goes to this PAC. What is it that Morning in Nevada PAC does?
So Morning in Nevada PAC supports conservative candidates, conservative causes, you know, those organizations, issues, candidates that want to have a strong Nevada, you know, in terms of economic growth. We want to have a great a great place to raise a family, a safe place to raise a family. So, you know, those are the candidates who support those issues. Those are the organizations that Morning Air Nevada PAC supports.
Paul, I want to ask you, because I'm always impressed every year from the moment you drive in the front gate at the Corley Ranch, the people are so damn nice. The ranch hands, the volunteers, how do you accomplish that? Is that something that you set out to do to make sure that this is a very user-friendly event?
Definitely, we do that. We try to make it easy for people to go online, to buy tickets, to have it, get it on their Eventbrite, have the ticket right there. But in terms of friendliness, we're just naturally nice people up here in Northern Nevada. So, please come on up, experience our hospitality, come out to the ranch. You are going to see some protesters out there. We welcome them. They are there at Adam Laxalt, fought for their right to protest. So you're going to see some of those folks, on the way. But when you get inside, it's your friends, it's your neighbors. I love to bring my family, Kevin. My kids love this event every year. And, there's face painting, there's fast dancers. I mean, this is a great event. Music and, great, great food. I am a sucker for chorizo, and the Bass Fry has some of the best chorizo. And be a little daring, try some lamb fries.
Oh my gosh! At your own peril. But no, I know a lot of people who've never had lamb fries. They love them. They absolutely love them. Let me just ask you: these speakers obviously are busy people. I see Kellyanne Conway last night in New York City battling with Chris Cuomo. Today she's probably going to be on a flight out here. And I'm just curious, how do you go about it? And does Adam's relationships with a lot of these people, does that get them out here?
That definitely plays a role in it. Adam has great relationships with folks all over the country, tremendously respected. People like Marcus Luttrell, the lone survivor, he really appreciates Adam's service in the military and wanted to come out here and support him for that. So, Adam, the respect that people have for Adam, the respect that people had for the tradition that he is carrying on from his grandfather, I think is what gets a lot of those folks out here.
I can't wait to see Kellyanne Conway. She is the senior advisor to the President of the United States. She ran the 2016 successful presidential campaign. Any idea what she'll be talking about?
I think all of our we don't write their speeches. They're going to come. They're going to talk about what whatever they want to talk about, whatever they think it's important for folks here in the Silver State to hear. But I imagine all of our speakers are going to talk about the importance of being involved, especially if we want to make sure that we keep the things that we all love about Nevada. I'm a native born and raised in Elko, lived in Reno for about a quarter of a century now. But, staying involved to make sure that our state, our country is that kind of place where our kids can still have a great opportunity, get a great education, and grow up and raise their families in a safe, secure, and economically stable environment.
Paul Enos joining us, Morning in Nevada PAC, and the president and CEO of Nevada Trucking. One of the things I love, and you mentioned kind of the family-friendly atmosphere, more and more, and because I remember back to the very first year, and it wasn't quite as many kids, but I noticed more and more families are showing up to this thing every year. Is that the design that you have in mind?
That definitely is the design. That is why, Adam, one of his goals was we want to keep the price low. We want to make this accessible to everybody. We have discounts for kids. We have discounts for veterans. So for people that are actively serving in the military, we want to make this an event that is extremely accessible to everybody.
Everybody always raves about the food. And when you're feeding 1,000 or 2,000 people, it ain't easy. You know, feeding a family of five is difficult, much less, you know, for 1,500, 2,000 people. Where do you get the food? Who caters? Whoever it is, they do a great job.
It's Mark Estes with Liberty. They do a fantastic job. The bass beans and lamb stew are great. So are the lamb fries. You know, if you give it a shot, you know, like I said before, Kevin, I'm a sucker for the chorizo. I mean, growing up in Elko, one of my favorite things to eat always was chorizo at the Star Hotel, or actually we used to pick it up in Battle Mountain at the old Lemaire's. That's, you know, one of my favorite things to eat. You know, great. And, you know, of course we have the pecan punches as well. You know, we do have adult beverages there, and, you know, one or two pecan punches, you'll be all right.
And again, you mentioned Battle Mountain. We have an affiliate in Battle Mountain on 98.5 FM. So a lot of folks there are nodding their head. Yep. hey, now at this late date, can people still buy tickets for tomorrow's event?
They can. You can still buy tickets at morninginnevadapac.org. So go on to the website, and you can still buy tickets. I think we have the general admission. We also have the VIP tickets, some spaces left if, you know, you want a little more shade and not have to pay for your drinks. But
That's always good.
Well, you pay for it on the front end instead of on the back end.
That's okay. Sign me up for that one. I love that idea. One of the things I do know is that this is an event that attracts political figures from all across the state. You have any feel for who's going to be there? I know last year Danny Tarkanian was there. There were a whole bunch of assembly people, constitutional officers.
We're going to have, you know, of course, Senator Heller is going to be there, Senior Senator Chris Al-Hardy, who is a former congressman running to regain a seat in District 4, is going to be there. We have Congressman Mark Amaday, Jill Tolles, Assemblywoman Jill Tolles, Senator Heidi Ganser, and of course, you know, our host right there in the heart of that district is going to be the Assembly Minority Leader Jim Wheeler and Senator James Settlemyer. So, you know, it's a great place to, you know, go and meet these folks. And, you know, Kevin, what I love about this for kids and families, you know, they can meet these folks and interact with them, and, you know, a real world setting. You know, it's like I say, it's not forced like it is in a casino ballroom. It's, you know, really just a great place to come out and listen to some great music, breathe some nice, beautiful Douglas County air, and, you know, meet your friends, family, you know, neighbors, you know, friends you may not have met yet. You'll see at the Bass Crack.
I love them. And one more time on that, where people can get tickets. I want to make sure anybody, any family that wants to come up and be a part of this gets that opportunity. What's that address again?
So it's for Morning in Nevada PAC, and it's Morning in Nevada PAC. Let me make sure if I said .org or...
you said .org earlier. You said .org earlier.
Okay. It is morninginnevadapac.org. So you can go on there. You can get your tickets. You know, we ask folks, you know, tomorrow, make sure you have your ticket, your ID, because you do have to purchase those in advance. You know, it is going to be sunny tomorrow. So, you know, if you want to bring a hat, your sunglasses, sunscreen, you know, your phone or your camera, you know, we ask that people don't bring their pets, don't bring any umbrellas or long chairs or, you know, big backpacks or signs. So, you know, or whistles or noisemakers. We had some folks do that last year. And of course, you know, people are prohibited from carrying, you know, any firearms or weapons there just for security. So, you know, you can go on to morninginnevadapac.org and get your tickets there.
Well, Paul, I look forward to meeting you. I haven't had a chance to meet you yet. I know I'll see you out there tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting live all across the state. I'm so excited. This is going to be so much fun. And another big crowd at the 4th annual Bass Fry. Paul, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. I'll see you out in Gardnerville tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Safe travels, Kevin.
Thank you very much, Paul Enos. Morning in Nevada PAC president. They're the ones that organize. Adam Laxalt is the one that actually hosts. James Settlemyer, I'm guessing maybe emceeing again. He's done a great job the last couple of years. And he is, for those of you that don't know who James Settlemyer is, he's a member of the legislature, obviously, but he's also I call him a gentleman rancher, and he is. And he'll be out there as well tomorrow. A really good guy, too, and a conservative guy. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is live and local now.
The largest conservative grassroots gathering in the American West is fast approaching. The fourth annual Bass Fry, featuring Attorney General Adam Laxalt, takes place on Saturday, August 25th in Gardnerville. Affordable and fun for the entire family. Come meet our special guests, President Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, along with Congressman Devin Nunes and NRA spokeswoman Dana Lash. Get your tickets today at morningofnevadapac.org. Paid for by the Morning in Nevada PAC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
You know, one of the things I did not want the day to go by without just a quick remembrance of a guy that was so much a part of pop culture as I was growing up, Robin Leach, who died today at the age of 76. He was not only a funny guy, and he did comedy. In his latter years, he did a lot of comedy at things like Monday's Dark and different whoops. He did a whole bunch of stuff like that. Monday's Dark and different charity dinners. He would always show up and do some comedy, and he was really good at it. He was very, very nice to me. He came on the show a couple of times. Always said hi when we were at different events. Really nice guy. I'm going to miss him. Robin Leach, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, dead at the age of 76. I'm Kevin Wall. Hope you're having a great weekend, live and local, now.
Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sun take you away.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise, headquartered in my